Once upon a tangent.
Coffee and angry bovine.
Ted just expressing how he gets through an episode of Once Upon a Tangent.
Yes,
just coffee and
energy.
Yeah, you're bouncing off.
The other time you wrote, I did this, which I remember how many weeks ago it was, but I did have the beverage, the energy beverage,
yeah,
and the short black. And then I thought, good luck to you trying to stop me, but you silenced me with your great story. I've listened to it 3 times since.
Awesome. Yeah, that was Scribble Star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go back and listen to that one if you are a new listener to one.
Yeah, if you're a new listener, jump in at any of the episodes. Yeah, any time. A couple of ad writers having a dip at kids' stories. Totally original. And we tangent away. So it is it's like story time for adults.
It is. And instead of the kid asking the silly questions like, oh, what does that mean, Dad? It's kind of like the adults in the room here critiquing the story and getting those questions out of the way nice and early. So when you present your story, I'll be looking forward to
it. And not in a more mature way either.
No, probably the same maturity level. And welcome aboard. If it is your first time, you may have found us on iTunes or Stitcher, yep, or somehow you may have found us on Android. That's the running gag. wherever you may, it's thanks to the good folks at Ozcast. They've, yep, managed to put us everywhere.
Yeah, Ozcast. A few other good podcasts involved with Ozcast, AUS. Cast,
yes.
All different stuff those guys have running at the minute. Bit of comedy, yeah, reviews, all sorts of different podcasts, so jump on that. If you have found us through that, you know what we're talking about. If not, check it out.
Guess what, they're all free as well.
Oh,
just like ours, free to download.
And the more you listen to, you're basically making money.
they're cool.
Anything free, just gobble it up.
Just take it. Yeah, they're good folks down there.
It's goodness
there
for your ears.
I won't lie to you, and I won't delay you any further, but I've been looking forward to your comeback episode. You came off your last episode was very high.
Yeah, as far as storytelling goes.
Yes. Oh, sophomore effort. Let's see if you can follow
Okay. Here we go. Did you know that deep, deep down at the bottom of your toy box lie the toys that you don't often play with?
Yes, I did, because I left them down there.
The end.
That's a great
opening
question.
So what a cracking story. No, that's the end of it.
That's the end.
Yep. It's like choose your own adventure, and you went straight to the end and went, oh, wow.
That's the title. Oh, is it? That's a confusing title.
The ones that you loved unwrapping but have long since forgotten about. Don't feel bad. Don't feel sad. But you should be careful. Because do you know what the forgottens do at the bottom of your toy box?
Oh, well, don't tell me they...
You're about to find out.
Have relations down the
bottom. Whoa, whoa.
No? You know.
Toy mating.
Toy mating. They're all down there hiding, going, hey, it's dark. Do you come here often? Yep, I'm always here.
Can't really move.
I reckon we can get away with it.
This is pressed up against that.
Yeah. Just no?
Gonna,
what are they
no,
doing?
That
drug
doesn't
deals?
Happen. No.
What's going on down there?
Not at all.
Is that what you're going to reveal?
Yeah.
Do it.
Not any sort of sexual encounter or drug deal. Guarantee that. You did that with Dirty Little Rat. You said he was a drug dealer. And
well,
he wasn't.
I must get a feel through your stories that there is a element of truth in the drugs. I don't know.
Come on, man. Everything's got to be a Breaking Bad kid story.
But Dirty Little Rat, come on, be fair. That was like 15 episodes ago. That was ages ago.
I don't let stuff go, man.
It's not like
but if people pick random episodes, it might be their number one episode.
It's such a reoccurring theme. You did it once before. 18 weeks ago or something like that.
That's one in a row, man.
Yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't take long for a toy to become a forgotten. It can depend on a few things like what toys came at the same time, how many other toys are around, how lazy the little boy or girl is when hunting in their toy box. There's a little lesson right there. Don't be lazy.
Just a top layer toy grabber, this one. Whatever I can see.
Funny you say that.
Why?
Well, I'm not going to give you the short answer.
Give
You're
going to
get it in story form.
Keep reading.
These particular forgottens lay at the bottom of quite a deep toy box. They'd spent quite some time squashed side by side. Occasionally, the small hand of Clint, the boy owner, would lazily rustle around near them, then give up. This annoyed one of the forgottens in particular. Shentra. You know we're about special names on
Once
Upon a Tangent.
That's a good name, Shentra.
Yeah, I make up names. Shentra's one of mine. Mm.
So before we talk about Shentra, because that needs its chapter by itself.
Yeah.
So he's lazy because he's got this really deep box of toys.
Yeah, so Clint is the owner. But it's like you said just before that he's lazy, so the hand goes in. It's like...
Well,
that'll do.
The parents are going to give him a toy box the size of a well, it's so deep, of course you don't want to go down every time. Lower the bucket. Let's go get a toy. He's just going to grab the most convenient toy.
Yeah. Look, I'm not blaming Clint. Mm. He's just lazy, just lazy little bugger.
Is he chubby? Chubby and lazy.
Oh, not sure. Definitely lazy. Not sure about a chubster yet.
So you don't know about his diet. Okay. Well,
not sure
we'll
about his diet.
See if the diet comes
like
up.
your cake one.
Yeah,
the chubby smile.
Manny was very...
Manny Royale had a chubby smile.
He ate while he talked. That's it.
No time to run when you're eating while you're talking.
It's a special skill he had.
Yes, skill. Shentra started off as a beautiful toy. Sparkling eyes, long blonde hair, and a stunning princess gown.
Mm.
But by the time Shentra was considered a forgotten, she looked quite different. The once sparkling eyes now squinted slightly as she scowled all the time.
So the toy can change its face, like the movie Toy Story.
Yeah, we just assume that's something like, oh, she scowls.
She's scowling.
The hair was tattered and frayed, and the gown, not a sleeve left or hem intact.
Why? What is happening down
there?
She's
scruffy, man. She's a forgotten. She's a ruffian.
I thought she's just getting into fights down there, brawling down the alley. It's raining, steam coming out of the pipes. You know, like the New York ones. New York ones with the
just like the metal bar across her hand.
Yeah.
Who this? Shentra.
Yeah, Shentra sounds like an '80s He-Man character. Like she comes from the He-Man
I had a little
universe.
Bit of that in my brain when I was thinking of this story.
Same wavelength, 80s
yeah.
guy.
Yeah, yeah, love 80s.
Yeah.
And 80s is back. One particular day, Shentra had had enough. She mustered up all the energy that she had, put one foot on the head of Rexy the truck,
what?
Another one of the Forgottens, and started her escape.
So she's going to climb her way out of this pit.
It's Shentra, man. She can do
Shentra,
what she wants.
She's skilled, okay.
Toy by toy, Shentra scaled her way to freedom, taking particular delight in treading on those at the top, as they were the most popular ones.
Ah, it's like a political message. It's kind of like, hey, we're the downtrodden. We're going to rise and take this city, or this chest in this case.
Remember, the fingers that you tread on the way up the corporate ladder could belong to the ass you have to kiss on the way down.
That's a classic paradigm. What's it called? From business.
It's deep.
It's as deep as this guy's box.
Shentra was maybe saying that on the way.
But she obviously has, she goes, I need to get out of here. I'm forgotten. But screw you all. I'm leaving you all my dust.
Yeah, yeah. She's
not even helping anyone out.
It's a toy ladder of the people that she was actually a part of.
See you later, truck.
But you don't know, she might be going on to help these people and just go, that's fine. I've put my foot in your face.
Yeah.
But when I come back, bring it up.
Yeah. Do you know what I would have liked to see her do? And this is just from the 80s. I'm thinking of 80s toys. Do you remember one of my favorite toys was the pop ball?
Oh.
You used to flip it upside down.
Yeah.
And then you
push
hold
it inside
and go,
out.
Everyone stand clear. You would go.
That's excellent. Good
job. She should have used her muscles to just like bend one open, stand on it and go 3, 2, 1.
Pop ball. Would I have to explain that though?
Yeah, but you could say she used a rubber half. I don't know.
Cool.
That's up to
no,
you,
like
the writer.
That.
But it was just like a flourish.
Oh, throwing it back at me. That's up to you. Like go and change it.
It could have been like that, better. But that's okay. Do it your way.
Oh, man. She now tasted freedom. I'm doing this for all the Forgottens, she exclaimed as she leapt from the toy box onto the playroom floor and out the door.
What an image. I'm doing this for the Forgottens.
See ya.
Then she disappears. She is all words, no deed. I'm great in theory. It's like those guys on Facebook who go, yeah, man, I stand against animal cruelty or whatever. And then they go and, you know, don't eat free range. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but this is a start of like how she makes things right.
Okay.
Because Shentra was a forgotten, she hadn't seen the rest of Clint's house. And her history was interesting. Shentra was left at Clint's some time ago by one of Clint's friends. Shentra had all but given up on ever seeing her original owner again. Until now.
Oh.
Not right now. Now, coming up.
So this is like a toy someone's left at Clint's house.
Yeah.
And Clint's like, not only am I going to keep it, I'm going to hide it at the bottom
of
the thing.
Pushing it down, down,
way
down.
Maybe if I hide it long enough, they'll forget and then I can take it
out.
And
I thought about a message here of, well, boys can play with princess dolls. I don't have dramas with that. Girls with trucks, like that's
especially
whatever.
If it's a warrior doll like Shentra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I started going down that path and then I went, then she goes on this adventure. It takes a different turn. So
okay.
Just to let you
so
know.
So you
was,
had a little
I was torn for
deviation
a bit there.
From the original. Yeah. Yes.
Shentra made her way into the kitchen where she saw Clint.
Making a sandwich. I bet he said he's not fat. Making a salad. That's better. Quinoa.
It was paleo related. He had his back to her as she made her way up to the kitchen bench, treading on the drawer handles.
She's not going to stab him in the back, is she? Please don't tell me.
Well, you know, I'm not saying I'm not in control of Shentra.
The way she's the way you phrased it.
But that's what I want to do. Yeah, it's like that. I want you to think, like, what's she up to? So it might be a shot of the camera looking at Clint.
Yeah.
Clint goes out of focus and sees Shentra climbing up the drawers.
How do you do focus in a storybook, in a picture book?
No, this is when it becomes a full-scale movie.
This is later down the track, right? Pixar.
Yep. As she teetered on the benchtop, she saw a spoon near Clint. Shentra leapt at it, landing quietly right next to it. Shentra, you'll love this. You'll love this. I know you will. Shentra picked up the spoon and bopped Clint right on the head.
Yes.
Violence.
There it is. The violence. I'm
toy human violence.
You had a choice there as the writer. You know, you put the weapons in the hands of the characters. Could have been a kitchen knife. It could have been a blade of some type. You're like, let's keep this kids.
And the word is bopped.
Bop. With a spoon.
No one's injured. Or are they?
Slightly annoyed.
Might have had a soft skull.
What are you doing?
Might have just caved in. He didn't know what at all to do. He was so shocked. He froze, looking down at Shentra. She glared at him and said, "Do you know who I am?" He stuttered out the answer of, "No. I'm Shentra, one of the Forgotten. And now you will help me."
Oh.
She's pulling rank, man.
She's going to tell the guy who is making them forgotten to turn the situation around. Great. She's Gandhi.
Well.
Is that what Gandhi did?
We're putting it to... I don't know. I don't know what Gandhi did.
If you had to explain it to a kid, it would take too long.
Yeah, that's it.
That was
it.
A four-hour movie, wasn't it?
No,
I don't
think so.
About Gandhi. Someone else. Mother Teresa or something.
Clint was so shocked, he couldn't do anything but agree. So they set out on Shentra's mission. To find her rightful owner. See, it's like this might be the like adopted child type thing. So people might go, oh.
Oh, connecting, yes.
Yeah, yeah. All that Shentra could remember was that the girl that she needed to find, her true owner, had a name that rhymed with toy. That's how Shentra remembered. It rhymes with toy. But she couldn't think of it. But then Clint shouted, "Joy! I have a friend called Joy."
She is also an 86-year-old woman.
That was my issue, but Joy and Toy are fun names.
Joy's a nice name. It's a sweet name.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And kids won't mind. It's only when you grow up where you go, Joy, what is she married to, Ron?
Yeah. You couldn't even do Roy because that's like an 86-year-old man.
Yeah, that's
who goes
right.
to the like leagues club to play on the pokies and have schooners of beer, not pints. Because, you know,
that's right.
Limits.
Yeah. Maybe butchers. Little butchers.
Little butchers with a handle, please. Okay, Roy, you winning? Yeah. He just keeps walking on.
So Clint shouts out, "Joy, I have a friend called Joy." "Then that's who we need to find," said Shentra. Off they went.
There you go.
As they travelled, Shentra on Clint's shoulders. How cool is that vision?
Is that through the desert or like the...
Nah, probably just suburban streets.
Oh, because it says...
No,
like,
but you can. It can
travel.
Be different scenes. Like,
yeah.
But and then, like, do you like that? Like,
on his
Shentra
shoulder.
On Clint's shoulders. Like this little toy just sitting there. Like,
yeah. Is it one of those situations like in the movies where he can see that she's talking to him, but when you cut away to the other version, he's just got a toy stuck to his shoulder and he's just walking to like the stationary toy. Oh, there goes the neighbourhood Clint again. With that toy on his shoulder. Can you imagine that weird kid?
he's having an adventure, but the neighbours are like,
the neighbour, she goes, "Daryl, I don't want Toby playing with Clint ever again. Look at him. He's got that doll on his shoulder again." And that's then, episode, Manny walking around with his little shaker from the other episode.
Oh,
it's the weird neighbourhood.
Oh, jeez, you might have stolen my thunder.
Sorry.
That's good. No, that's good. Tangents is what we're about. As they travelled, Shentra on Clint's shoulders, they slowly got to know each other. At first, they hardly spoke.
Oh, no.
But an hour into their adventure...
They're not going to start speaking.
They even shared a laugh.
Why is that
funny?
Then there's the image. They're again, like, here we are. He's walking around with this thing. And
it's an adventure.
And now he's just laughing to himself.
She is talking.
So are you telling me if anyone from the neighbourhood happened to walk past Clint and said, oh, look, a talking toy. It's not just him seeing the toy and having the conversation.
No, it's legit.
Okay.
Wasn't one of your episodes about a possum the size of a Great Dane?
Okay. Yes, that's true. I step back.
I won't go any further into that because that might give away for people that haven't heard that.
Well, that was pretty much the punchline. So from now on, delete that episode from your playlist.
Yeah. At first, they hardly spoke, but an hour into their adventure, they even shared a laugh as Clint sneezed and farted at the same time. That's got Duncraig written all over it.
Yeah, that's good. That appeals to the young Ted Brown.
Gold.
I can't believe I did both.
Absolutely gold.
Time.
Absolutely. I loved it. I was like, I'm going to leave that out. I'm like, no, man. Be yourself, Duncraig.
I think every male remembers the first time they did that as a kid.
A snart.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
A freeze. It's a fart sneeze.
And Shentra almost fell off his shoulders. It was that funny. So now that's bringing in the
and
females.
Noxious.
And noxious.
She's like, oh, that's like methane. And she collapses.
But how cool is that?
That's funny, yeah.
Now kids are laughing. They're rolling around going, I love this. Yeah. I love it how it's legit how that toy's on the shoulder talking.
Yeah.
And the kid's not,
and
you
he's fighting.
Eventually, they arrived at Joy's house. It looked beautiful. The lushest of lawns. A garden that went on forever. And there, in that garden, sat Joy, slowly swinging on a swing that hung from a big, strong oak tree.
Is she wearing a white, creepy dress and like...
Two, Joy's coming for you.
I lost my Shentra doll and I'm going to have a feast tonight. What?
Oh, Shentra, you've grown a boy.
Yeah.
And just stares.
Yeah, and that's why no one goes to Joy's house.
Clint's like, oh, this is why we aren't friends anymore.
That's right, I remember.
And it's midnight and you're on a swing. No, this is legit. It's meant to be so...
Okay, so she's just casually playing on a swing.
On a swing that hung from a big, strong oak tree. Joy spotted Clint and waved, ushering him to come on over. As Clint got closer, Joy's face went from smiling to a slightly puzzled look. She didn't know what to make of the slightly tattered-looking Shentra.
Right, she's like, hang on a minute.
Because remember, she's like, oh, hey, Clint.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Shentra.
It's like the long-lost son. You've changed over time.
Didn't return my emails.
Yeah.
Hi, Joy, said Clint. Hi, replied a confused Joy, her eyes now fully fixed on the doll on Clint's shoulder. Look who I found, said Clint. But then there was a from Shentra. Look who found me.
Oh, yes, that's right. Let's get the story straight
here,
Clint. Yeah, trying to
Shentra's
be the hero.
Still here, yeah.
Hey, I brought you this from the goodness of my own heart, not from my petty thieving ways.
Just sort of guy that I am. No, I actually got scared.
I imagine Shentra has like a little gun to his back, but like it's so tiny, like you can't even see it. And she's like, okay.
That's cool. Yeah, Shentra found me.
It's a little pea gun.
Shentra, said Joy softly. I should probably do it softer. Shentra, said Joy softly.
Nice.
I thought I'd lost you. I'm a forgotten, said Shentra. You and Clint forgot about me. Her eyes now filled with tears.
Oh,
you know I like these moments.
Yeah, there are always.
Let's make kids cry.
Yes.
No, said Joy. I lost you, not forgot. I've missed you. Here, said Clint, as he gently took Shentra from his shoulders.
And then backed away from the crime scene very gradually.
No. This is...
He feels guilty.
We both do voiceovers. This is how I do this.
Okay.
Here, said Clint as he gently took Shentra from his shoulders. She's home now.
Ah, there it is.
There it is. That's a voiceover moment that we all dream of.
Yeah, do it again. She's home now.
Here, said Clint as he gently took Shentra from his shoulders. She's home now.
There it is. And the producer in the other room goes, yeah, that's a take. We'll get one more for safety, but that's pretty good. Thanks.
All right, mate. That's all I got. Another one. She's home now.
Yeah, it's very good, mate. Can you just loosen up the voice? Bit closer to the mic. Thanks.
She's home now.
Yep, got it. Moving on. That's what they would do, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another one for safety.
Yeah, another one for safety. Yeah.
His voice quivered as Joy embraced Shentra. Clint then turned and ever so slowly began to walk away. Wait! It was Shentra, now standing on the palm of Joy's left hand. Something amazing was happening.
What?
Shentra's hair straightened, the sun now bouncing off it. Her dress, now not tattered, but looking like a true princess gown. And the most beautiful change? Message.
Here it is.
The sparkle returned to her eyes, and a smile replaced the scowl.
Ah, she's whole again. Back to her original owner.
I'm no longer... I've forgotten. Clint and Joy looked on in amazement. But in a flash, Clint turned and ran home as fast as he could, jumping fences at speed.
Whoa.
And dodging letterboxes in his way.
Like a proper crook, you know, would run it through would the alleyways dodgy. Of LA.
Yeah.
You know, the LA
County. I was thinking more fun, like Ferris Bueller's Day Off when he's got to get home to bed. That sort of fun.
I thought he had like a buttoned up top shirt, like that's a plaid, you know, and then he's got like a shaved head and a white singlet, and he's like, hey, Sam, I got to run back to my stash. And
you're
like,
why do you always think the worst of
LA
my
County?
Characters?
And he's like, you know, jumping fences. He's a thief. He's got a stash out of home of toys. The stash of toys is the stash of, you know, narcotics.
Oh, no.
And he's like,
Ted
here's
Brown.
Your Graham back. Is that what they say on the street? Here's your Graham back.
Ted Brown, why do you take the shine off such a beautiful story?
And I like how she said, you know, we're all not forgotten, except for all the thousands of others that are still... Okay, sorry.
You hush that talking hole for a minute. Because...
Ted Brown's excited. Hyped up on coffee and good books.
But in a flash, Clint turned and ran home as fast as he could, jumping fences at speed and dodging letterboxes in his way.
But the letterboxes moving? Where is he dodging them?
No, for the movie, it'd be like...
Oh, he's leaping around them.
He seemed to aim for them.
Yes.
Joy and Shentra followed as quickly as they could and eventually got to Clint's house, just in time to see him emptying his toy box, freeing the other Forgottens.
It's lovely.
That's why I said shush.
It is lovely.
Because basically...
Emptying the box into the toilet, flushing it before the cops
no,
get down.
No, I imagine like they get to the bottom of the two-story house and it is... And a glow would come and all the Forgottens. Because look what happened to Shentra.
But then, are all the Forgottens his? Or are they other kids that he's stolen them from?
Doesn't matter.
Because they all need to go back to their owners to be whole again.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. It's just... Now that Shentra's back...
Well, if you imagine reading that and I'm thinking probably 5 or 6-year-olds...
Yeah.
Emptying his toy box... Freeing the other Forgottens.
Yes.
And the picture is a beautiful illustration of, like, there's a glow around them. And, you know...
And these toys just all over.
Yeah. The truck that she trod on, Rexy the truck that she trod on, he's just like a fresh lick of paint.
Yeah.
Fresh, nothing says,
everything's perfect.
I'm ready for a house inspection, like a fresh lick.
Yeah.
Little toy box truck, giddy up. Everyone's, I'm not a Forgotten.
They're all out getting fresh air. They're not caged in the box. Epilogue. Clint's mother came home. Clean up this mess. Put everything back in the box. The end.
The shine off this is gone.
I'm just trying to be realistic.
Ted
I think
Brown.
If my mother came and saw a thousand toys on the... She's not going to be like, oh, what a heartwarming, loving thing. All the toys are free. She'd be like, clean this up. We've got guests coming over later. I stepped on that little micro machine.
Thanks for your feedback. That was good.
I'm glad you enjoyed the feedback. Yeah, I enjoyed the story.
So while you're on a roll of tearing strips off, how about a title?
Ah.
Now we're
Shentra's
quiet.
Mission or...
Oh, whoa.
Is that her name? Shentra's Mission? The Forgottens.
That was my thought, was why avoid the obvious?
Yeah, just it is what it is. And you open with it, and at the end, the Forgottens are no longer the Forgottens.
Done.
You can't call it the Unforgottens, because then you spoil the ending. So you have to go with...
You know what? The first half of that story that I was writing, for some reason, I was calling the Forgottens the Unforgottens.
Oh, you were... Were you?
Yeah, for some reason.
Even just...
No, not during that. When I was writing
it. I'm sure I didn't hear
that. I went back. They were meant to be Forgottens.
Yeah.
And my brain is really weird. I was like, no, these aren't Unforgottens. These are Forgottens.
Yeah, Unforgotten means
so I had to go through like the first page of my story going, why have I done that? It just sounded better. The Unforgottens, like the Untouchables.
Yeah, it sounds really like good.
And I was like, oh no, they're the Forgottens. So the Forgottens, I reckon, let's go with that. And by now you would all know that anyway because you've clicked on the...
I love it. Good story. And I had a great time. It was a thrilling roller coaster.
Thank you.
And especially the bit where he talks to the kid. That's a great movie scene. One day I'll see that.
Once Upon a Tangent, a part of the Ozcast Network.